Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Rachel. How can I help you?
Yes, hi Rachel. I'm having a problem with your company because of I had not ordered anything from you, but in the meantime, you keep sending me the collagen, and so you charge my account because obviously you have my account number. Another $12 on my account, and I didn't order the Omax collagen, and now this is the second time you're making that mistake.
Okay, so that I can best assist, I need to get information pulled up if you're receiving a charge. If I can please have your name.
It's Britt, B-R-I-T-T, and the last name is Duval, D-U-V-A-L.
Okay, Britt Duval.
Yes, but it's being delivered to Daniel Munoz at 9307 Thomas Cole Drive.
Okay. So it's going to someone else's address?
Yes, but it's under my name, the billing.
Okay, so it's being billed to you. Do you know the person who's receiving the product?
Yes, Daniel Munoz, 9307 Thomas Cole Drive.
Okay, well, I'm not prying, but the person in relation to you, if you didn't place the order.
Well, I don't understand because I know that there's a... I need to speak to my bank because I know there's a credit, there's a charge of $12, and mm-hmm. you are the only one that that I buy the product that's $12. So I received one box last month, and I didn't sign up to be receiving one every month. So I spoke to someone there, and they said they take care of it. And I received another box came in also then just a couple of days ago, and another container.
Okay, I'm just trying to get clarity, ma'am, so that I can assist. If you call and tell us that you're receiving billing, but you didn't place an order, but you're the one being billed, but it's being shipped to someone else, can you please verify the address for who's receiving the product?
9307 Thomas Cole Drive.
Okay, and what city, state, and zip code is that?
That's in Glenmont, New York, 12077.
Okay, thank you for that. And you said that you know Mr. Munoz.
Yes, of course.
Okay, and you, while I'm getting information pulled up, you said that you did place one order?
Yeah, a couple of months ago, I only placed one order. Mm-hmm. But then after that, they put me on the sending it monthly, and I didn't sign up for that. So then this is the second container that comes in. Do you need the number of the order number here? Because I have the order.
No, ma'am. Once I get information pulled up in the system, it will show me everything.
Oh, okay.
All right. So I have got an account pulled up. All right. It is showing your name. Can you verify your address, please?
It's my P.O. box, my shipping address. Is that what you want?
This is showing a physical address.
No, it's 9307 Thomas Cole Drive. That's the only place where it goes to.
No, ma'am. It shows a shipping and billing address. Can you verify your billing address?
The billing address is 541 Pelham Road in New Rochelle, New York.
Okay, and that zip code, please?
10805.
All right, so I have gotten the correct account pulled up that is showing Mr. Munez's address as the as the shipping with his shipping address, and it does show your name and your billing address here. And it does show initially on the 1st of April, there was an order that was placed through our website, omaxhealth.com. It shows that there was an order placed for Duo Omax Circumax Sports Socks. But for the Omax Collagen Peptides Protein Powder, it looks like the recurring offer was clicked. It shows recurring order every 1 month. And it does show the price of it's $12.
Right, but you said, I didn't go ahead. Please go ahead.
Sometimes it depends on what you click. The recurring offer is located right below the one-time shipment. But you said that you called in on last month?
Yes, I spoke to someone.
Okay, just one moment. All right, let's see. All right, it does show, was this May the 6th or May 3rd? Is this May 3rd? It's the, well, it's in between May 3rd and May 6th. I'm sorry. There is note that you called in to cancel, and what happened was they canceled the order that was going out, but it's just customer called in to cancel account. They offered to hold it for you and stated that you wanted to credit it. It said send back product offered to, let's see, send back product offered to refund. Don't do returns. Okay. They kind of mashed it in there together. But they canceled the order, but the subscription didn't get closed out.
And they should do that, no?
Well, it looks like there was a misunderstanding probably about what you wanted. They canceled the shipment. So if it wasn't clear, then it left the subscription open for the peptides. So I'm sorry that was confusing, but it is showing that you called in. They put in a really quick note.
Okay.
And let's see. And let me also get that. If you allow me just a moment, I'll get the that $12 refunded. That was from May because the order got canceled.
The order number is always the same?
No, ma'am. Whenever the 30 day, well, yeah, this one was once every month. So whenever that period rolls around, let's see, an order confirmation was sent out probably, since we don't manually do it. But this order number that was canceled was SH-93846.
Okay, because I have the piece of paper that came in the box, and it has the GLF 0598551H.
It's probably another order, but the one that was canceled,
okay,
which was unfulfilled, is what they canceled to keep it from going out. And I can check that. So with the refund for the $12 for that unfulfilled canceled order, please allow 3 to 5 business days. You'll see that reflected back. And let me put a note in here.
Okay.
Well, and why does it not show? It'll take just a moment while I put in a note.
Okay.
Margin. All right, let me pull that back up.
So I guess you'll have to remove me from the system because if he's going to continue doing this, if my name is not removed from the system.
I'll get you taken care of in just a moment. I just need to put the note in confirming that I talked with you about this for this particular order.
Okay.
Okay, refunded charge from unfulfilled. Well, I need to spell it right. Unfulfilled canceled order. All right, let's see. It'll be just another moment.
Okay.
Can't put my name here. All right, so I need to put which order this order number 93846. Nine, three, eight. 646. All right, let's see if I can put this in here somewhere. All right, I just have to put it in a couple of places.
Okay.
Let's see. Do we actually? Okay, I see it. All right, so let me move from. So the one that you probably received, that was the middle order that I saw. All right, so this one's the last one. All right, so the last shipment went out June 1st. And
Okay.
you received that one?
Yes.
Already? Okay.
Yes.
All right, so yeah, that one shows the collagen peptides protein powder for 1 month. So I do apologize that that was a misunderstanding. They did cancel the order that you didn't want.
Right. So you want me to send this back to you?
It really is at this time. You don't have to send anything back. Was there a problem with the protein powder, or was it the cost, or?
No. It's just that, you know, I don't need it really monthly. You know,
okay.
The bottle is huge, and I'm petite, so I cannot, you know.
Okay.
It lasts me more than a month, so I rather than just whenever I'm ready to place the order.
Okay.
I like the product, but you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
Oh,
I'm sorry, but I didn't mean to cut you off.
It's okay.
With the protein powder, you know that you can put it in your drinks or your soup.
Oh yeah.
Or other people can use it in the household.
I drink it every day. You know, the
okay.
collagen. Yeah, that's not. I like it. You know.
Okay.
But it's once a month like that. I didn't even finish the other one, the original, and then another one comes in. You know.
I understand. Yeah, monthly probably is a bit much.
For
would
me,
you?
Yeah.
Would you rather? Now I can to keep it. I can refund you 50% of that one. We actually are at this time are not taking them back. You wouldn't have to worry about trying to reship it back. And I can also offer to put a period of 4 months in between each one if you wanted to reconsider keeping a subscription for it.
Yeah, no, I don't want to keep. With all due respect, I don't want to keep the
subscription.
Subscription.
Okay.
I rather just myself than when I'm ready to place
okay.
the order.
Okay.
And when it comes to things like that, because I don't want to, you know, too much going on right now that I cannot get to, you know, skip on something.
Okay.
Not in total control of my finances.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Well, with the cancellation that is effective with today, I just have to get to screen where it is.
I didn't get your name.
It's Rachel.
Rachel. So, Rachel, I don't want it because of the mistake. I don't want it to be the expense of me to having to pay to send it back also. You know, pay UPS for that.
No, ma'am. At this time, you wouldn't have to worry about returning it anyway. You don't have to worry about it. But we can refund you 50% of what you paid or $6 to just keep it.
No, I don't want that, Rachel, because I didn't order it. It's the company's mistake. So whatever time you want a way to send back for it, then, you know,
we'll
let
just
me
refund
know.
You, ma'am. We still won't be taking it back. We'll just refund you the $12.
Now, it's
still
not
can't...
open. I want you to know that. It's not open.
Yes, ma'am. It's not because it's not open, but it's just company policy at this time. We're not taking them back. But I'll just see to it that you're refunded the $12 if you could allow me just a moment.
Okay. Thank you, Rachel.
Let's see.
I mean, I feel bad about it too, you know, but it cannot be on my penny, let's say, because the other person made a mistake.
All right. Well, we have gotten that $12 refunded. So if you would please allow 3 to 5 business days for it to show reflected back to your account.
Okay.
And there is no more subscription. And whenever you do finish those, the product that you have, and it should have a really good.
I feel so bad, you know, but it's just that what if I did, you know, if I wanted to then, for example, change from your company, from that one to another collagen right now. You know what I'm saying? Because before I got to know your company, I was buying the NeoCell.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, and another collagen product. So I don't want to be committed to just one like that. That's not what I do, you know. So if I decide I want to then go back to the NeoCell for a month or change back and forth, mm-hmm. I need to have that freedom.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Now, this is available to order online at the as a one-time shipment. It's just that with the one-time shipment, it's right above where you can get the recurring. So sometimes it can, you know, have a little error there with clicking. But the one-time shipment's always available.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
I mean, it's a good product. When they asked about reviewing it, I reviewed it. I don't know if you received it. Mm-hmm. And I said, yes, very, very happy, very good product, you know.
Yes,
my nails are staying long, you know, so that's a good product, you know. It's just on my hands, on my nails, and the skin too. But, you know, that's, I don't like being, I guess, it's a psychological thing of being strapped down, committed to something. If they say, well, I want to change now or something, and then go back to you, that kind of thing.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we have gotten that straightened out, and there is no more subscription for the Omax Collagen Peptides Protein Powder. And you do have 2 refunds that have been processed for $12 each, and they will post back separately as 2 separate credits within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else that I can do to assist?
No, if anything, and I call, can I ask for you?
Well, we're actually a call center, so it depends on availability.
I see.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I hope everything goes well now. I have confidence.
Okay.
I have confidence in the way you sounded. So, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Rachel.
Okay. You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling Omax Health.
I will again. Take care.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.